Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
it's you living.
We all under attack,
it's you different.
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my pills dead, they took the wrong. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitory he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
May he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me. Knowing prison dangers. Doing time with knives and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go up 50 times. Same excuse every time. Serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulullah mubad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to the believers. And salam, peace to everyone. How are you? Here we are. That's right. Point of impact, y'all. Here doing our thing again. We're here tonight, Sunday night, making it happen. And as you all know, of course, I'm traveling. Some of you may know, or some of you may not know, but me and Hassan, my brother to the people, Hassan, we here, and y'all know who I am. Of course, Malad Derek Hansford, the host, and my beloved brother, my co-host, and Krista Ellison, mother, queen mother. She couldn't join us tonight. You know, she's got to do her task as a mother and be out here to, you know, hold it down. And so we're going to hold it down for her. And I welcome everybody to joining us tonight. I'm traveling right now through Delaware. I'm practically out of Delaware, getting ready to come into Maryland. And, you know, we're going to sit here and have our show and enjoy our night. You know, Hassan, what's going on, brother?
Yes, we are. Brother, peace and paradise to all the human family out there, man, all the unified family. My brother, you are a warrior, man. You know that you're a true warrior, brother. Because I know what you're going through, and you're on the way back from Delaware, and you still igniting the fire with the Point of Impact podcast, brother. So,
yeah, man.
You know, man, all praise is forever due. You understand?
Because,
alhamdulillah, brother. Right, all praise is forever due to Allah, brother. You still moving and making it happen, and so, it's my pleasure to be here with you, and we're going to hold the fort up, you feel me? We've been holding
down
long enough. We're going to hold it up. We're going to hold
that's
it up,
right.
You feel me? Yeah.
That's what we do, you know. One of the things is, you know, a lot of people don't understand we do this, you know, not for the wealth. There is no wealth in this for us at this present moment. There is no monetary gain for us. You know, and this is the thing that I try to get people to understand, like, this is a passion of something that is within our hearts, and it's the sacrifice we make, you know, to try to bring aid to the people, information to the people, direction to the people. This is what we do, you know, connecting dots, bringing people together with people who can make things happen. That's what Point of Impact is all about, man. We're about the community. You know what I'm saying? Community United Focus, freedom over everything. This is what we do. We are,
yes, sir.
We are in the field. We out here doing what we got to do. And it's brothers like you and me and our sister, beloved mother, Queen Krista, and all the many people we surround ourselves with, man, that are out here just trying to make a difference. And I think that's the most important part. Before we get started talking any further, I just want to remind everybody, like, you know, and Hassan, I know he can relate to this because we just went through, you know, your family, man, your mother, your father,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The people who you love, who are nearest to you, who love you with that embracing of love and affection, man, always take the time, man, to let them know that you love them. Always take the time, man, to just say, hey, I love
indeed.
You, Mom. I love you, Dad. You know, I love you, brother. I love you, baby sister. You know what I'm saying? I love you, son. I love you, daughter. Because, hey, man, life is a blink of an eye. It literally is a blink of an eye. And you don't want that opportunity to let the person that you know, that you love, let them know that, you know, they are loved. And, you know, it's like life is a blink of an eye, man. So don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. Don't put off for an hour what you can do in the next second. You know, take advantage of this opportunity that God has given you. And, man, you know, just let the people know that you love them. And not just through your speech. Most importantly, through your actions. You know what I'm saying? Through your actions. So I just wanted to say that to all the listeners today. And hopefully I provided some reminder to those who believe, because, you know, God, you know, Allah, we plan, but he's the best of planners, man.
And
when that time to return back to him is going to come, man, you know, and I just want to give a big shout out to my family, and let everybody know that, we need the prayers. Everybody, please keep praying for my father, Mr. Johnny Hansford. And his well-being, and I just ask you all to please keep praying for my father. All right, thank you. So, what's going on, brother? Listen, I want to apologize, you know, to all my supporters who maybe showed up at the People's Tribunal in Richmond yesterday. I couldn't make it. I had to, you know, I had to quickly disperse to my family, support my family out in Jersey, you know, and so, hey, man, tell me what went on,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
What's going on, man?
Brother, listen, you would have been proud. You understand? You would have been proud, brother. I want to uplift your spirit by letting you know that even though you weren't there, the work, the energy, the you know, everything that you've done up until this point has helped to compel us in the direction that we've gone, man, and we did something historical on the 7th, right? We did something historical on the 7th. which is actually Elijah Muhammad's birthday, right? Yeah, brother, we did something historical, brother. We had the first ever People's Tribunal on Virginia prisons, jails, and detention centers, right?
Yes, sir.
And if people do not know what a tribunal is where the citizens, the people, the community
right.
can come together, and we compile data. We put judges on the tribunals. And these are significant figures within the community, especially the community
right.
of activism. And these
right.
individuals are well known throughout the state. And so they sit there and they listen to the testimonies of the people, man. They listen to the testimonies of the families, the brothers and the sisters from the inside. We
yeah.
read over 30 letters. We had video, audio tape recorded where people played their husbands and their children's voices to the people, to the judges. And
wow.
my brother, over 150 people showed up in the audience. You feel me? So
yes.
we were,
That's
yeah,
great.
Brother. And it's about to be, and it will be broadcast. It will be posted on the Virginia Prison Justice Network Facebook page, as well as
right.
the Virginia Defenders for Freedom, Justice, and Equality Facebook page as well. And,
okay.
and we're going to have it on all the websites and everything. We're going to give all of y'all the information for the website that you can go on and get it before the show is over with. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute, Malai, but I just wanted you to know that brother, though you could not be there, we know that you were there in spirit, right? You were there in because
yeah.
you called us and told us that I regret I can't be there. We said, brother, you got to go and take care of family. Understand?
Yes, sir.
That's first and foremost, man. Self and family. So make sure that, you know, you do whatever it takes to keep, you know, your family intact, brother. Right, and that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, man. So we send our prayers out to your father, our salutations, our greetings, our peace. Right, and that's what my hope is, man. That your family, you know, stays intact, man, and that your father recovers quickly. Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. And I'm sure those of my family members who may be listening. And who ain't listening, just appreciate the support. You know, it was heartbreaking for me. I got it, you know, I don't know how strongly people understand how passionate I am about the issues, you know, concerning criminal justice and the need for things to be rectified and having to, because I try my best try to work it out to where I could have maybe went to Richmond and didn't head it out, but it was just too endearing to me, and you know, I just wanted to hurry up and do as much as I could to get to my father as soon as possible. You know, my dad and my mother both appeared on Point of Impact, and they spoke you know, very genuinely about, you know, their struggle with me being incarcerated and, you know, the injustice that was done to me, and not only me, but to them as well, because they suffer gravely. You know, and a lot of times we don't realize the stress that our family goes through, you know, trying to be there to support you and hold you down and keep your well-being, you know, keep you in good health, mental health as well as physical health, and most importantly, spiritual health, you know. So my dad, you know, was always a great supporter for me. And throughout my experience of being incarcerated, a great deal of my renewal of my life came from the inspiration of my father. You know,
Right.
Mm-hmm.
than just being able to, you know, have my father there for me to call or there for me to, you know, get some words of advice from a man who went to Vietnam and, you know, you know, went through some struggles of his own with drugs and alcohol, and yet he turned his whole life around, you know, from the traumatic stress of his experience. And, you know, it was, you know, having my father in my life is part of the reason why I am the man I am today. My dad, you know, always stood up for justice. You know, my father, trying not to get emotional here, but my father was always a man of integrity, man. And it's crazy, like, you know, when my dad made the sacrifices to change his life, I was there with him. The first day that he, he went ahead and, you know, he made them steps to change his life. Right. I was right there with him. Y'all might, y'all might have to hear the GPS going on. But, you know, it's important for the People's Tribunal and other events to take place. And it's important for many of us to be there to support these you know, endeavors of events that are organized for in order for us to bring rectification. And I don't think a lot of people see how great these type of situations are. You know, when we have the opportunity to speak as a body, we have to be able to come together and do that. Because there's a great struggle, you know, when it's one voice, that's great. But when you got 10, 20 voices calling to what's correct, and when I, you know, and bringing the revolution to the people, not a revolution of violence and disruption and corruption, but a revolution of of justice, a revolution of righteousness, a revolution of, you know, people seeking redemption for, you know, to redeem a situation that we all can change. We all can change if we just come together. You know, I salute Mr. Phil Willado and the Defenders of Justice. Oh, man, I salute them. I'm so honored that I was even a sponsor of the event. I'm so honored that, you know, Freedom Over Everything, my team, Point of Impact, was there to represent me, and I thank you all so much. Like, a lot of people don't know what it means to me. You know, they don't know what it means. You know, everybody, you know, you don't realize, like, there are people suffering, man. You know, from injustice that don't have to be, that don't have to be prevalent. You know, it doesn't have to be this way. But yet we have a society that continues to thrive on injustice and corruption. And, you know, I mean, it's just a battle that ain't going to never stop. So we need to keep that in focus and try to remember that, hey, man, we got always work to do. And just because we've maybe got to a certain point of our lives to where things are better for us, we can't forget those who are still going through the struggle. You know, and things like the People's Tribunal is events that are necessary for us to recognize those people. You know?
Yes, sir. Yes,
Want to add on to that, family?
Yeah, brother. You know, it's within the spirit of men like your father, right? Like my father, who also went through those same struggles, Malai. Those same struggles, right? Vietnam veteran, right?
That's right.
And a real warrior, right? A real warrior. And my father has never worked for anyone in over 40 years. You feel me?
Wow.
So like I understand that, right? Because he did whatever it took to make sure that we was okay. To make sure that we was okay. So I understand that your father, my father, they are the reason why we do what we do. You know, and My father was there, right? My father and my mother was there. Mr. Edward, aka Brother Shaheed, and my mother Khadija. Mother Khadija as well, right? And she was there as well, as well as the Queen Mother, right? Crystal was there, and Jasmine was there, and brother. It was a beautiful family affair, and we saw people from all different walks of life, brother. There were representatives on the board, Miss Monica Chavez. From the Hispanic community, yes, from the Hispanic community, and Miss Princess Blandon was there as one of the judges. If people don't know who Princess Blandon is, she is the sister of Marcus Peters. He was the teacher that was gunned down on the highway, right?
Wow.
Who had a mental health episode, and he was unclothed.
Right.
He was unclothed on the highway. And the police gunned him down, right?
Wow.
And she was there, and she was the one who ran for governor in 2021 against Glenn Youngkin. She ran against Glenn Youngkin. And they wouldn't allow her into the debates one time. So she filed a complaint on them. Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow,
and
that's
so,
crazy.
And so, yeah, she's with the Liberation Party. So, Miss K was there. I know you know Miss K.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Miss Lily Branch Kennedy, she was there. And she was also one of the judges, founder of RIHD, Resource Information and Help for the Disadvantaged and Disenfranchised.
That's right.
Very well known, well organized, yes sir. Miss K, Miss Margaret Breslow, who was a co-founder with me of the Virginia Prison Justice Network, she was also there. Well, she could not be there, but the network was there on her behalf. And so, listen. Mean Young Seen Guy, I don't know if y'all know Mean Young, but Miss Mean Young, man, she's the chair of the Department of African American Students, right? Man, listen, this woman is brilliant, and as one of the judges, we couldn't be more happy to have her on the board, right? And also, there was two more judges. Reverend Rodney Hunter and Mr. Rob Pogenclass, and both of these men have pledged their lives toward the struggle for freedom, justice, and equality. And man, we want y'all to look at exactly what they said. All y'all gonna have to do is go to the Virginia Prison Justice Network. You can Google it. Or Google the Virginia Defenders for Freedom, Justice, and Equality, and you're going to be able to find the website. You're going to be able to see the broadcast from the websites, and then we're going to post it on our social media platforms as well. So all you got to do is stay tuned. You're going to be able to watch it in its entirety. It went from 10 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock that evening.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir, bro.
Okay. Well, you know, we were intending to have Sister Zazeli. I hope she is feeling better. I hope she recovered. She felt ill, so she couldn't join us tonight. So hopefully we'll be having her to join us. Whoa. I'm sorry, y'all. I just had a few deers cross the road on me here. So... Hopefully she'll be able to join us, you know what I'm saying, real soon. She's a wonderful lady, but I'm ecstatic right now hearing all the wonderful people who were there present, especially Ms. Kay. You know, these are monumental people in the change of that's been occurring throughout the state of Virginia in the criminal justice forum, you know, and platform, you know, and all the many organizations that have created platforms to address these issues. So, you know, but, hey, man, it's wonderful.
The organizations were there, too, now. Yeah, they was all representing. Believe that. 40 Strong was there. You better believe 40 Strong was there. No Left Turns was there. Sheba, right?
Sheba
and No Left Turns, you know Sheba was there. Natasha was there. Natasha White from the In Solitary Confinement. Yeah, In Solitary Confinement in Virginia, right? The Virginia Defenders had a table, FOE had a table, Prisoners Rights Clinic had a table. Yeah.
Wow.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All the organizations came out. Jennifer Dawson was there. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And her organization.
Virginia Alliance for Justice.
Yes, sir. They were there as well, my brother. And so everybody was out representing in rare form, man. It was wonderful. And, of course, you know, the two street festivals, the second street festival was going on at the same time. So people were able to go down and get something to eat at lunch and come right back up. Right?
Right.
And proceed on with the tribunal, man. It was wonderful.
It was
wonderful. And I had an opportunity to co-chair. I co-chaired with Miss Lynetta Thompson.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. I co-chaired with Miss Lynetta Thompson, and we had a wonderful time co-chairing in the morning, and then in the evening, Mr. Joseph Rogers and Jennifer Dalton co-chaired the afternoon session.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And everybody came together, man. I never seen that type of unity amongst people before, my brother. I never experienced it with spiritual. You know, Paul came through.
Okay.
Shaquille Ali came through. Brother Willie was there. Brother Willie was there. Let me tell you, man, everybody came through. Everybody was up there, man, and I'm telling you, Paul, y'all know Paul came through.
Okay. Came through Paul Taylor, huh?
Yes, he did, Paul Taylor. Yes, sir. And Prince got up there and spoke. He spoke, man, brother, and everybody gave him a standing ovation, brother, a round of applause. You understand? It was that type of affair, man, where people were comforting one another because there was a lot of tears in the room, man. A lot of real sad stories, like the story of Anwar Phillips, whose mother sent representation there because it was too hard for her to come. And Anwar Phillips is the brother who was murdered in solitary confinement at Red Onion State Prison. They were there, and we heard the testimony. And we heard the testimony of so many others that really brought tears to people's eyes, where people couldn't even believe the stories, man. The atrocious stories, some of the horrific tales from the dismal crypts of incarceration, my brother. Listen, man.
Wow.
I want people to understand the magnitude of what took place, because it sent charges through our hearts in the room where nobody could.
Yeah.
Stop from shedding the tear. You understand? It was that emotional. And so I think that the same feeling is going to translate when people watch it, right? When people see it. And it's something that should be broadcast all over, but, you know, politics came into effect when we strived to get the media there, right? It wasn't the reporters who didn't want to come. It was the higher ups who said, no, don't go.
Because
this is the voice of the people. This is the underbelly of society, right? That they don't want the deep dark secrets that they don't want people to know.
Yeah.
Right? And they want to paint a certain picture of what Virginia is or what America is. Virginia is the root.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we're attacking this thing right at the root of oppression in this country. Right?
And you know, sir, this is the redeeming truth that people don't seem to want to cling to. Virginia is the first state of slavery and the last state of slavery.
Right.
As far as the Emancipation Proclamation. And what
we need
to understand is that the operations and mechanisms right now of the legal system, the judicial systems of our country, is nothing but institutions of slavery. And we have to understand that until we change the language of the 13th Amendment, and which is being pushed forward right now through a Virginia Alliance of Virginia Justice, committee.
That's right.
These are the issues that we need to attack and we need to be stronghold about. And what people don't realize, 53%, y'all, 53% of African-American males populate Virginia's penitentiaries, but yet only 20% of African-Americans of Virginia populate the residencies. So this is a grave matter of concern that should shock any person, that should send concern to any person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that cannot just continue. We can't continue to just close our eyes and, you know, send up prayers and think that work is going to be done just falling out the sky without us putting any work in and sustaining our faith with that work. You know what I mean? And we have to place these prayers out with work, continual work, you know, strong work towards making a difference. At this moment, Jason, do we have any callers?
One second. We do. We got one. Hold up.
Okay. Remember, y'all, if you'd like to speak, press 1. If you'd like to speak or give a positive comment, please press 1. We'd love to have you on the show.
Brother
Lamar. 1298 live.
Okay, peace. Is that Sister LaToya? Hey.
I hope all is well.
Oh, word. That's what I'm talking about.
Brother Hassan. Yes, yes,
yes. Sister, my greetings.
Peace and blessings. Oh, to you as well.
Peace
to you as well. Yes, yes, yes.
Mother Queen, how are you doing? How are you?
I'm just asking God to allow these germs to pass. I picked up germs somewhere, and I'm like, that's it. I don't want to be around people no more.
Well, it's seemingly going around through the country. I guess Miss Zazele, she was supposed to, but she also got sick. A number of people have recently, I don't know if it's the weather change or what's coming down, but people have all throughout the country come down with, you know what I'm saying, some type of little bug, little infection.
Right.
So I want to just remind you all, get some ginger, y'all. Get some ginger root. Put it in the pot with some lemons and oranges and slice it up and drink your nice hot cup of tea with some honey. Let it cool. Let it simmer down. And then put your honey in there and drink that. And that will definitely help fight off a lot of the, you know, contingencies of illnesses that may be driving to contend with. All right? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Thank you for calling. How are you doing? How are you doing otherwise?
Oh, I thank God. I thank God as well. But I just wanted to share this with you. I want you to taste and see that the Lord is good. And praying and healing for your dad and Brother Hassan, even though he was on the road, you his backbone. It seemed like you took care of everything. Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's just working out for y'all.
We're going to do that. We're going to do that, right? We're going to do that. That's what we do. One brick supports the other. You know,
the thought of
Islam is like a brick wall. If you can knock one brick out, you could cause a whole wall to fall. So, one brick supports the other. One brick supports the other. So we don't allow those things, whatever may transpire in life, to prevent us from doing what need to be done. We do it on all fronts. We fight the war on all fronts, wherever it may be, wherever it take us. Right? And so, that's what we have to do.
Amen.
And it is wonderful that I have, such a bonded family with Mother Queen Krista and my brother Hassan. I'm grateful. I have so much gratitude for my, family, the Point of Impact family, you, Sister LaToya, Brother Leon and Brother Miles and Jay Sean.
Yes, sir.
All the many people that support us.
Yes.
You people are the backbone to what Point of Impact represents in the community and throughout this nation as we continuously strive to impact the lives of the people who are suffering and to show people that there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is light. There's light at the end of the tunnel. And as long as we're working together, moving together, shifting together, and making things happen, these things that we find as adversity, we find also a means of traversity to overcome. So these are the things that we have to continuously focus on. And I'm so proud of my team. I love them. I love all you guys. And, I'm telling you, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop.
Right.
And I know that my dad is feeling ill. But I know my dad, he would have preferred, I could hear my dad telling me now, no, go to your event. But, for me, my dad was put he was sedated into a slight coma. So I had to be there. Even though I could hear his voice, because my dad is a fighter, and, he's so proud of what I've been doing with my life, since I've returned to society. And I'm grateful that my dad has had an opportunity to live and see me progress in life as he's always wanted to see. Thank you all for the prayers. And I want to tell y'all, son, Mr. Shahid, Hassan's father, man, gave me a gift the last Point of Impact of Recognition Night fundraiser. Oh man, y'all! It's a beautiful painting that I'll never forget, and I hold dear to my heart and my home right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We have so many people to be thankful for, and people don't understand. We didn't just become the people we are, because we just went through what we went through. We was also being molded and shaped by those who are. Our mother and our fathers, they invested in us a whole lot of themselves in order that we can become better people. So, I'm just grateful, man. And I apologize, but I will probably tear up from time to time. It's been an emotional weekend for me.
That's fine, man. That's fine. Tears are, they cleanse the soul, brother. It's something about tears that's very valuable. And I did not share them just for any foolish purpose or reason, right? And I think it says something when a man is able to translate his emotion into action. And turn that and use it as an alchemical process, right? To generate the love that's necessary to hold everything together.
Yes, sir.
I think that as men, it's our duty. We have to do that, especially for our families who have for so long been without men. So long our communities have been without men. Many of us received those crazy long sentences in accordance with truth and sentencing, which is one of the pillars that we struggle to tear down, the pillars of our
oppression. Tear down the pillars. That's right.
You know, right. And we're striving to tear that down now because so many of our men have already fell victim to that. We don't want our children to fall victim as well. And so
that's right.
We fight on many different fronts, right in the community with the after-school program that we have to prevent young men from going into prison, to prevent them from going down that road. You know, we believe an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right?
Hello?
So if we can incorporate prevention into our model where the men who are coming home making the transition also have the ability to be able to affect that change in the youth so they don't go down that road, then we can bind that link in the chain that's been broken for so long, man. It's like we have to be there. We got to do it with love, but we have to do it with action too, right? Love, black love especially, is a revolutionary act, man.
Yes, sir.
I want y'all to understand that black love is a revolutionary act because everything that we was deprived of came from the breakdown of love within our homes and families through the institution of slavery. All right, so
yes, sir.
The only way we can mend that chain is through love, and we got to do it in a way where it translates into generational wealth for our children, man, so that we can leave a legacy in them, right? That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And I want to give big ups to Brother Shadi, you know what I'm saying, Andre Hill, man, for his progression and continuously bringing platforms. And I advise y'all to check out his show coming up real soon, Peep Game, you know what I'm saying? Shadi, man, you know, love you, brother. Keep up the good work, you know, investing in the black men. Leon, his program, which addresses, you know, the issues of black men and giving them a round table to come together and talk about issues, you know. So, hey, man, you know, once again, like I said, man, I'm just so grateful for the family, all the people I'm connected to, you know, Mr. Maceo Harrison and Ms. Michelle Harrison out there in North Virginia, in the Norfolk area. You know, there's so many people, man, that I can speak to who are out there doing so much to impact Mr. Deidre Love and Teens with a Purpose. You know, it's so many. It's so many. Mr. My man Preston, you know what I'm saying, Huntersville Group, you know what I'm saying, the work they're doing. My man Mr. Clay Marquez with Stop the Violence, Guns Down Team. Mr. Bilal Muhammad with Stop the Violence Team, you know, and may Allah continue to give him ease, whose son was murdered while he was on the phone with him not too long ago. You know, so, you know, we there are so many, and my man Seven with Mothers Against Violence, you know what I'm saying? All these organizations, man, all these people who are out here doing the work, grinding, you know, making it happen, man, and it's all because of you people that inspire me to keep doing the work that I'm doing. You know, aside from the fact that big ups to Paul Taylor and his organization out there, Richmond, what is it, RV? What is that?
RVA. RVA.
Yeah,
RVA. It's RVA, bro. It's the RVA Basketball League. Yes, sir.
My brother, Catchmo, with Catchmo Kids. I just posted up a thing with Catchmo. And Catchmore Kids and his sister Chanel Catchmore, they're doing some fabulous work. You know, they just starting a program to provide some assistance in education for kids with math and science and stuff.
Shout out.
Like, hey man, you know, big ups, man. And it's like this is what we all do. Sheba, of course, you know, saying no left turns, you know. All these organizations, all these people, Lamb Team out here doing it big in Virginia Beach, you know, with the youth, with the young generation. Now, you know, it's just a lot. And big ups to my man, Sean, you know, Ezekiel Will, you know what I'm saying, Malik, you know, and his family. Malik is constantly advocating for his brother and many others like his brother. So, hey, man, we you know, there's so many people, Brother Willie. Like I said, I can go down the line, man. Prince, you know, so many people, man. It's so many organizations, so many people doing so many things to bring about change, man. And, you know, I'm just grateful to be a part of that alliance, you know, and be working with all these wonderful people throughout the state of Virginia and beyond. You know, my brother Khalid Karim. Yo, Khalid, man.
Yeah.
His brother with kids up in D.C. Yeah, man. He, you know, on all the great work he's doing. And like I said, man, Jennifer Dalton. Jennifer, you know, with Virginia Alliance. Just, you know, it's just on and on. It's just, it's like you can just go on and on, man.
Yeah.
It's like it's beautiful to be aligned with so many wonderful people.
We can keep going.
Do we have any more callers, Jayshawn? Do we have anybody else?
No, not at this time, no.
Come on, y'all.
Well, you know.
Pick up that line and just press one. We here, all right?
Brother. Look. I wanna give a special shout out to Ascari Donso Lumumba and Marcus Gansey at the Law Library in Greensville. Them brothers are doing magnificent work. I'm working with Ascari to create the Prisoners' Rights Clinic. And the Prisoners' Rights Clinic is gonna be it's gonna be an organization of paralegals. Me working out here with other individuals who want to lend a hand and volunteer in that effort, and we're going to organize with paralegals all throughout the system in Virginia to help give the brothers, to help make sure grievances filed properly, to help brothers get petitions and motions filed, because many of them can't afford that from an attorney. And we're going to be doing it through the nonprofit vein, right? And we're going to be putting on some GoFundMe and fundraisers and stuff together just to get the supplies and stuff that's going to be needed. But we believe that we can do that. We see a lot of people that have been getting a great response from what we're striving to do. And so we think that we're going to be able to accomplish that fairly easily. But we want most definitely want people to contribute. Because this is going to be a big venture, right? This is something that has never been done before, what we're striving to do, because ultimately it's going to take a legal team to be able to defeat what we got to go against. It can't just be legislation. We got to file lawsuits, right? We have to file lawsuits. So we have an arsenal of individuals who have a wealth of information, a wealth of experience, they're willing to lend a hand in the effort that we're about to do, man. So it's a great Chanel Burnett out there in Fluvanna. Shout out to Chanel out there. She's a certified paralegal. She's ready to lend her hand. She'll be home in 24. So
Sister Latoya, you wanted to say something, man?
Oh, I was gonna get Miles on the line. I was gonna get Leo on the line too. That was all.
I'm gonna call them.
I'm just gonna put this phone on speaker, and I'm gonna dial them so they could just call in.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Please.
Oh, sure. Yep, I'll do that right now. Okay.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I love to talk to them brothers.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, them brothers always coming with a positive energy.
Yeah, positive vibe, positive message and energy.
Not.
7543, you live.
Yeah, it's Dr. James. Can you hear me? How you doing? How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing, Brother James? How are you, sir?
Okay, now, I came in, but I had a question, but I'm not sure. Is there a specific topic you're talking about, or can we just say ask something?
No, what is it that you would like to – what is it?
I would like to ask you, what do you think about that war in Israel right now? What is your opinion on that?
My opinion on that war is that, you know what I'm saying, war is never a good thing. And when you have, you know, people who are being oppressed, where they are aboriginal of a specific land, you know, I believe that, you know, they should be rightfully granted their land. They should never, you know, people should never be ruled. We should know very well about that. When we see what has happened to the aboriginal Indians of North America, you know what I'm saying? No country should be overpopulated, you know, or populated and ruled by other than them who are the aboriginals of that country. But, you know, I don't see that being a win for any of the organizations out there pushing Hamas against the country, you know, the so-called Israel, a state of Israel. You know, I think those people need to really come to the table as their ancestors did and sit down and talk about, you know, unifying and making that country and that part of the land what it should be, as rich as it is with culture and spirituality. It is, you know, all of that should be something that people should be able to sit down at the table and discuss and rectify. You know what I'm saying? If they are God-fearing people, as they say they are.
But what do you think about the United States automatically taking Israel's side?
Yeah, well, you know, I like to speak a little bit to that because you got to understand the history, right? You have to understand the history of Israel and the history of documents like the Balfour Declaration, right? And the things that took place which displaced the Palestinian people, right? And you have to understand, like, the Gaza Strip is like a modern-day prison. You can't leave, you can't escape, you can't move. Like, they have it locked down in that way. And it's a state where, it's a situation where you got to understand Netanyahu, for one. He's the ultimate right-wing. He's the ultimate right-wing extremist when you talk about Zionism, right? And when you talk about Israel as a state and how they move politically. And so the displacement of the Palestinian people from that land is based upon the fact that they was betrayed a long, long time ago. They was been given that land a long time ago. It was taken from them, and Israel was never supposed to be a state in the way that it is. And so what that did was displace the Palestinian people. And so if you understand the politics behind it, it's really in essence imperialism in its highest form. So when you see the American government automatically take the side of Israel, it's based upon imperialism. It's based upon control in that region. It's based upon wanting to have a stronghold in these different places, especially Israel and that state in the particular area and geographical location that they're in, and the understanding the control of a holy site, right? Understand the control of a historical holy land.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of politics involved in that. So people need to do a little bit of reading and studying about these things. There's a book called Diplomacy by Deception by Dr. John R. Coleman. Check that book out. It's called Diplomacy by Deception.
And for me, I'm more concerned with the battle that's in front of me. You know, I have a quote that I mentioned in my book, Point of Impact. The battle itself must be won before the war against another can begin. Right now, the war that I'm contending with is the one that's right before me. You understand? And the one that's right before me is my people being oppressed right here in the country of America. So,
there's a whole lot of similarities between what Israel is doing to the Palestinians and what they do to the African Americans.
That's why it's so imperative for us to, you know, contend with the battle that is before us, and then we can look outside of the realms outside of us. But you know, we got to focus on what's hitting home. You know what I'm saying? Before I can go venture out and talk about rectifying somebody else's affair, you know what I mean?
So
I have an affair right here that in my own yard that needs to be rectified. And I thank you again for calling, Mr. James.
All right.
We have like 5 minutes, so at this point I'm going to let Brother Hassan give some closing words. Sister LaToya, are you, you know, thank you for being
a part
of this.
I got Brother Leon.
Okay, Brother. Okay, well, Brother Leon, you got 2 minutes, brother. How you been? We miss you.
Grand Rise and to everybody on the line. I want to say I come in peace, man. You always got a good show going on. Thanks for the shout-out, too, for what I'm doing over here. I think that we are a great people, and we can do many of things. You know, we don't have to just be doing one thing, because while you're doing what you're doing over there, I'm doing what I'm doing over here. I think that we're going to make a difference, and people are definitely waking up slowly but surely every day. And so keep it positive, man. Just keep it positive.
The love, that's right. And that's what we intend to do. Hassan, you want to take us out on a few words, brother?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that the idea that we fight for those who can't fight for themselves, the idea that we speak for those who necessarily do not have a voice, and though they may speak, you know, when you're behind them walls, if you don't have anybody out here to champion your cause, then many times your prayers fall on deaf ears.
Uh-huh.
And so for us with the tribunal to attack the issues right here at home, we got to start with the individuals who've been deprived of humanity the most. And we don't understand the struggle that many of our brothers and sisters face inside the prison walls. Many people are oblivious to the oppression that takes place while you're incarcerated, especially in the Virginia system, a place where a man spoke about not having any air conditioning in 110-degree temperatures.
Yes, sir.
Baking like they in an oven, right? Dying from heat exhaustion. And so to give voice to that cause is something that we can never stop doing, because we know that struggle, Malai. We've been there. And
that's
many
right.
Other brothers and sisters out there who are out there championing this fight and this cause, they've been there too. And many of the sisters and the beautiful women that we have an opportunity to work with, these queens that we have an opportunity to work with, these are warrior queens, and they're out there every time I look, they there.
Yeah, they there, man. Front line.
And so I want to give a big shout out to all of them and all our brothers and sisters behind the walls, man. We hoping that what we did with the tribunal will do justice, right? Will bring about justice, bring about equity, equality, freedom, liberation, all those different things that represent exactly what our goal is. Right?
Yes, sir.
And one thing is that we live by, man, if it's not us, then who? And if not now, then when? Right?
So we're
not waiting for anybody to step up to the plate and take a hold of this mantle and rumble this beast until we get liberation. Right?
Yes, sir.
If it's not going to be us, then who is going to be? So ask yourself that question. Every day you step out and you walk out the door, if it's not you, then who? If not you, who is it?
That's right.
So take that with you, man, and be encouraged and know that, you know, the race is not to the swift nor to the strong, but he who endures until the end.
Hello. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. All praise and thanks belong to Allah. Alhamdulillah. It's been a wonderful night. Here we are again, you know, October the 8th, Point of Impact. We're here every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Please come through. Come and visit us. We always have spectacular guests on here. And then, of course, the Point of Impact family is here. Please join us, man. And I thank our call-in, Mr. James, and our mother queen, Sister Latoya, of course, my brother, Brother Leon, always inserting positivity into the frame of what we all striving for. And I just thank everybody, man, for holding us down. I'm now traveling through Maryland. Still got a little miles to go before I reach Virginia. So please keep me in prayer for safe travels. And listen, I just want everybody to just, like, really take this moment to focus on loving on those who love and love on you. All right? Keep your family close, man. But most importantly, keep Allah first, you know. And let's remember, man, the struggle ain't over just because we've conquered one small, minute battle. You know, it's an ongoing. And I like what Brother Leon said, and I want to reiterate that. You know, what I'm doing over here is what I'm doing over here is impacting, and what you're doing over there is impacting. Again, guess what? We're making a sure enough impact to bring about change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it is. Everybody getting out, doing their part, and being significant in the lives of the people that we touch. So with that, I want everybody to just take this moment right now, man, and stop what you're doing, man. Stop what you're doing, man, and do something in your life right now. Do something that will benefit you in this life as well as the hereafter. It's something that will benefit your family. It's something that will benefit your community, your locality. And with that, we're going to sign out. And I want to thank everybody for the prayers and for the kind words and justice and consideration of my father and my family. And we thank you so much.
Sir.
And everyone, please be safe. And I'll speak to you all next Sunday. Join us.
That's right.
Assalamu alaikum.
Been been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.